on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Well, they were outstanding over the weekend, the Brumbies I'm talking about, and Christian Lialealafano was one of the stars for the ACT Brumbies in the win against the Melbourne Rebels. Hello, Christian. Good morning to you.
Good morning, fellas.
Yeah, fantastic effort. It was a tough old match. They stuck it to you, really.
Oh, yeah, it was real tough, man. They were a pretty good side. And been playing in some really good footy, so we were lucky to sort of come away with the win. It was a tough one, and we just had to grind it out. Probably not the greatest spectacle to watch, but we were just happy to come away with 4 points.
I tell you what, winning away from home, you've stopped that six-match losing streak away, mate. That's a big one.
Yeah, massive. It's something we've spoken about this year, is to try and get pick up some games away from home. And we managed to do that weekend, so we're pretty happy.
Yeah, I think the coach was telling us last week he tried to mix it up, like tried to create a home atmosphere when you go away. They get pretty desperate.
That's always pretty tough. Like, we go into hotels and things like that, and they try and tell you to do similar things you do at home. So I guess trying to simulate that is always going to be hard, but to try and make it as comfortable as you can to get in the right mindset to win.
Mate, you're a man full of points. You're now the third player in the history of the Brumbies to reach 500 points. That's behind Stirling Mortlock and Joe Roff.
I probably haven't thought about it too much, and I probably won't take too much out of that. I think, obviously, it's pretty awesome to be named along those kind of guys, legends of the club. But, for myself, it's just trying to just keep ticking away, mate, and try and work towards getting that super title.
It was 2-0. Defensively, you would have been pretty happy with that effort against the Melbourne Rebels. They got across the line at least once, but couldn't get the ball down.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with our defence at the moment. Everyone's just working hard for each other. It's been pretty good. And, we're lucky to hold that one up, that they got out of the line. But, defence is looking pretty sharp. We just got to maintain that and be consistent in that area.
I think last year you re-signed with the Brumbies, mate. Does it feel different this year? Are you working on different things as a group?
A little bit. I think we essentially got the same sort of structure. It's just, playing within that, using the skills and the players we have that have matured a bit over the last few years in our game style. So, everyone seems pretty comfortable and knowing their roles now. So, I guess you get to express yourself a little bit more and, hopefully we can try and attack a little bit better than we have.
Yeah, definitely. And, mate, the Melbourne Rebels are no longer the easy beats of the competition or the Aussie Conference either, are they? They're playing really consistent football. I know the results haven't quite gone their way, but they're a pretty hard task now.
Yeah, they've proven that over the last few weeks. That's why we went down there with knowing we had a tough job on our hands. And, there's no easy games. It's in the Australian Conference. Probably against the Western Force this week. We're playing some pretty good footy too, so they're going to be tough. We've got to be on our game again.
The Waratahs, do you still see them as the team to beat?
Absolutely. I guess most teams in the competition are going really well. The Waratahs coming off a bye, I think, will refresh and go through their game stuff again. I think being the defending team is a little bit out of pressure, but I think they're stepping up quite well. And it's still early days yet, so I think everyone's going to be trying to find their feet in this comp.
Yeah, I guess the Hurricanes, the Stormers, and also the Chiefs are looking pretty good as well.
Yeah, everyone's looking really good. The Hurricanes were pretty impressive against the Force last week. The Chiefs against the Crusaders. I think everyone plays some good footy. It's about who's going to maintain that consistency.
Well, mate, you've got the home game. You're back at home. That's going to be on Friday night at 7:30 down there at GIO Stadium. So we urge everyone to get out there and support the Brumbies. Christian?
Yeah, mate. Get a good crowd out there and get behind the boys and bring a win home.
Well done, mate. Thanks very much and congratulations on the win on the weekend.
Thank you very much, mate.